dimly describe an inconceivable oneness and difference. So to understand this, we have to understand what is similar or the same and what is non-different. So the Shakti, she was going to give this conclusion after asking different devotees to meet their ideas of what were different and non-different, that Shaktiman itself is both different and non-different from the Shakti and from the Shakti
transformation of
the high products or transformation of the Shakti.
Okay. Oh, you. Yes, sir. Repeat.
How we can do it with the
ground. Yes, sir.
You stated that.
Yes, sir. Repeat what he told.
You stated that Bhagavan exists in four
ways. What is Achinta Bhedadhit Tattva?
So first, Maharaj explained that in English, we generally say non-existent and existent, but actually, Achinta Bhedadhitattva means inconceivable, not different, and different. So first you should understand what is that there's Shaktiman and there's Shakti. And what is different and not different. So then we should understand that Shaktiman is inconceivably different and not different from Shakti Parivastu.
Don't make it complicated. Or simply what he told, or myself, you should tell.
That Shaktiman is inconceivably...
The difference and non-difference between Shaktiman and Shakti plus transformation of all this. Very simple. What I told.
So, first of all, the explanation is being given well, Achintya Bhedi Abhedi Tattva. So Achintya means inconceivable, and Bhedi means different, Abhedi means non-different. So first we have to understand what is the object which is different and non-different. So Sri Krishna, Vayabhagavan Krishna himself, is simultaneously different and non-different from his Shakti, from his potency. And also, he simultaneously different and non-different from the transformation of that Shakti potency.
Very easy. Now, this has been told it by Ketu Darpanam Arjana. Now come to Jeev. Ab Jeev mein, Jeev ke liye, Jeev Goswami ka siddhanti hai. Jeev namak samasti shakti se yukta param tattva ka khud rang se Jeev kahlata hai. Ishwar Jeev Chaitanya hai. Aur Jeev Aung Chaitanya hai. Jeev sankhya mein anant hai. Aur ve baddh aur mukt do prakar ke hai. परमेश्वर से विमुख होने पर बद्ध और सन्मुख होकर के उनकी सेवा में लगने पर उनको मुक्त कहते हैं. जैसे धूलि के द्वारा आच्छादित मलिन दर्पण में अपना स्वरूप नहीं दिखता, जिस प्रकार से दर्पणे के यदि मैला थके, दर्पणे धूला बाली लेके थके, ताले ताक देखा जाए ना. विशेष करे जखन हमरा कारे जाई और चारों दिगे खूब फॉग थके, खूब फॉग रहे और ऊपर से उसका कांच एकदम फॉग से भर जाए तो कुछ नहीं दिखाई देगा. ठीक वैसे ही दर्पण क्या है? चित्त महत्त्व एक है. जीव के ऊपर में पहला कवर है. वो जब मलिन हो जाता है तब अपना मुख नहीं दिखाई देता. निजे मुखता दर्पण मध्य देखा जावे ना, यदि तार ऊपर से धूली बाली लगा सके. उसी प्रकार से अविद्या रूपी मल द्वारा मलिन हुए चित्त में अपने स्वरूप का यथार्थ दर्शन नहीं होता. लादनी सारवृत्ति स्वरूप भक्ति का जब साधन आरंभ होता है, लाजनी सा वृत्ति स्वरूप भक्ति भक्ति क्या है? लागनी का और संबित का साथ, ये भक्ति। जब किसी के हृदय में प्रकट कराने के लिए जब साधन होता है, तब श्रवण के अनंतर कृष्ण संकीर्तन स्वयं प्रादुर्भूत होकर के अविद्या रूप मूल को संपूर्ण रूप से धो देते हैं। ये संकीर्तन। संकीर्तन क्या है? अभी तो साधन मालूम हो रहा है, कृष्ण नाम का कीर्तन मालूम होता है, साधन है, हम अपने जीवा से कर रहे हैं, किंतु अभी साधन है। किंतु जब स्वयं भगवान, भगवान का नाम, वो कीर्तन हमारे जीवा पर उदित होकर के नित्य करने लग जाएगा अपने आप, तो वो सिद्ध स्वरूप उनका है। वो साधन नहीं, सिद्ध है। वो कीर्तन, वो श्रवण, ये सब जितने हैं, वो क्या स्मरण, वो शुद्ध है, वो स्वयं भगवान नित्य कारण। अतः कृष्णामादि न भवेत ग्राह्यम इंद्रिय, स्वयं मुखो ही विवादो पुरस्तव, वो अपने आप उदित, उसमें परिश्रम इत्यादि कुछ नहीं होता, उस समय वो सिद्ध हो सकता है। चित्त दर्पण के निर्मल होने पर यथार्थतः स्वरूप, स्वस्वरूप का दर्शन होता है। भगवत दास्य या भगवत सेवा ही जीव का स्वधर्म है। भव महाजावार निर्वापण, इस संसार में पुनः पुनः जन्म लेना मरना, ये भव है। दावाग्नि, उसके जो ताप है, तीन प्रकार के जो ताप है, वो दावाग्नि है। ये बिना भगवान नाम संकीर्तन के बुझ नहीं सकते, नहीं बुझ सकते हैं। ये चलता है जो हरि नाम संकीर्तन, विशेष करके भगवान का नाम, जिस समय हमारे जिह्वा पर स्फूर्ति होगा, नित्य करेगा, उस समय में अपने आप संसार का दावाग्नि संपूर्ण रूप से बुझ जाएगी। अब पूर्व पक्ष में कहा जा सकता है, क्या स्वधर्म ज्ञान की उपलब्धि होने पर श्री कृष्ण नाम संकीर्तन समाप्त हो जाता है? यदि हमारे स्वरूप ज्ञान हो जाए, ताले संकीर्तन को दरकार नहीं, न हर संकीर्तन जीव का नित्य धर्म है। जैसे गोपियां भी जयति तेधिकम तब कथा मृतम तप्त जीवनम, ये चलता रहेगा। ये कीर्तन अनंत तक, जब मुक्त होकर के कृष्ण की सेवा में जितना अधिक लगेगा, उसका संकीर्तन और परिपूर्ण चिन्ह में वो होता रहेगा। यह साध्य साधन और साध दोनों है। जितने भी साधन है, श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पाद सेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सख्यात, ये श्रवण ये भी साधन और साध्य दोनों है। अभी हम लोग साधन कर रहे हैं, और सिद्ध अवस्था में जो श्रवण होगा वो गोपियों का, कृष्ण का ये श्रवण, वो शुद्ध होकर के होगा। श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका विचरण इत्यादि बोलो।
नवदा भक्ति के नौ अंग जो है वो साध्य और साधन दोनों
है।
नवदा भक्ति के नौ के नौ अंग
64 का भी ले सकते हैं प्राकरांतर, उसमें 64। जैसे गुरु पदार्थ गुरु सेवा, विषम भेन गुरु सेवा, यहाँ पर हम अपने गुरु जी की बद्ध अवस्था में सेवा कर रहे हैं, और पर जगत में विशाखा जी यदि गुरु हैं, कोई गोपी के रूप में जाकर के उनसे वो अपने गुरु की सेवा कर रहे हैं, रूपमंजरी की सेवा कर रहे हैं, वो साध्य है, ये साधन है। वहां पर दोनों, वहां पर श्रवण कीर्तन सब बदल जाएगा दूसरे रूप में, सिद्ध रूप में, और यहाँ पर अभी साधन हो रहा
है। Now Srila Prabhupada is explaining that Krishna and the jiva both are conscious and chaitan, but Krishna is called Vibhu Chaitanya, the supreme consciousness. unlimited consciousness. And the jivas are Anu Chaitanya. They are minutely conscious. Krishna is one, but the jivas are Ananta, endless, unlimited in number. And those unlimited jivas are of two types, mukta, liberated, and bandha, conditioned. When the jivas are in ignorance, controlled by maya, then they're called a bandha. And when they're free from the influence of maya and they're engaged in the service of Krishna, that time they're called mukta. So, now the explanation comes of Chaito Darsana Marjanam. That means, Chaito means chitta. This will be explained later. Darpan means a mirror, and Marjanam means cleaning. So we have to know, what is that mirror, what is the cleaning process, and what is the dirt which is cleansed away. So, the darpan, that means the mirror, means chitta. That is the first covering of the jiva, the first and most fine covering, and is composed of mahat-tattva. Jiva has a gross body of five elements and a subtle body of three subtle elements. But there's one covering. The first covering of the jiva is composed of mahat-tattva, and that is called chitta. So this chitta is considered dirty. This dirtiness is avidya. So when a mirror is covered with dust, if you look in the mirror, you cannot see your face. So similarly, the jiva, he has a form, he has a swarup, a nature, he has qualities. Yet, because this mirror is dirty, he cannot see his own face. So, this Sankirtan, it cleanses the mirror. How? Gurudev explains that the bhakti is the sa vritti, or the vritti, the function of ladini, sa, and samvitsa. That is, bhakti is the function of the essence of ladini shakti, that is Krishna's pleasure potency, and samvit shakti, the knowledge potency. So, when one is doing nam sankirtan, then this ladini sa and samvitsa, they descend into the heart and clean away all ignorance, and thus the jiva is able to understand his swarup. So when sankirtan is performed, at first this is sadhana, when it's performed with the senses. But when Krishna nam itself descends, that is Krishna nam is Krishna himself, and in the form of nam he's dancing on the tongue without any effort at all, then nam sankirtan is no longer sadhana. In that stage, it is called the sadhya bhakti. So not only sankirtan, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, when they are manifesting automatically by themselves without any effort, then they are called sadhya. And when they are practiced by the devotee in this world who is trying to come to the platform of pure devotee, then they are called sadhana. So Gurudev explains, when the chitta is clean and avidya, all ignorance has been dispelled by the vritti of the function of bhakti, which is the vritti of samvit and ladini, at that time the jiva can see himself. Who is he? His swadharma awakens. So his swadharma is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So now Gurudev is explaining. After explaining Chaito Drapana Marjanam, now Baba Mahadevagni Nirvapanam. As long as the jiva does not understand that he is the eternal servant of Krishna, and as long as he does not engage in Krishna's service, then he is in the endless chain of birth and death. So this is called bhava, not bhava. Bhava means Shuddha Sattva. Here, bhava, this is with a short A, bhava, not bhava. Bhava means the endless chain of birth and death. Now, bhava, davagni. Davagni means the blazing forest fire. So what is that? In the chain of birth and death, in this bhava, one will experience davagni, the burning sensation, which comes from three types of tap. The suffering to body and mind, the suffering coming from other living entities, and suffering coming from nature. This is called three tapas. three types of suffering. So that is called Davagni. So Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Nirvapanam means that the burning sensation of three types of suffering, which is experienced in the endless chain of birth and death, is extinguished. Nirvapana means to extinguish this burning sensation. So we should know that nothing can extinguish this blazing fire but Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Only Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtan can extinguish this. So Gurudev explains that when by Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtan the heart is clean and in the heart there is a spurti or a realization of who am I and what is my Swadharma, then the blazing fire is extinguished. So now Purvapaksha can come. Purvapaksha means opposing arguments. One can raise the argument that if the Nam Sankirtan in the stage of sadhana, he's chanting and then he becomes free from the blazing fire of material existence, does Nam Sankirtan stop at that point? In answer to this question, the answer is given, no. Nam Sankirtan does not stop at that point. Why? Because Nam Sankirtan is the Nitya Dharma. It is the eternal function or eternal occupation of the jiva. So when he's in the conditioned state, he's doing sadhana Nam Sankirtan. And when he becomes perfect, then he continues to do Nam Sankirtan. Srila Gurudev gave the example that at the time of Rasa Lila, the gopis are assembled on the bank of the Jamuna and they're singing Jayati Sejikam Janmana Braja. Otherwise, Tavakatamitam Tapta Jivanam. These are prominent verses of Gopi Gita. So, even in the stage of perfection, this Nam Sankirtan, and one example being the Gopi singing the Gopi Gita, this is also Sankirtan. So it goes on eternally in the stage of Sadhya also. So, not only Nam Sankirtan is in Sadhana and in Siddhavasta, also Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, all of the angas of bhakti are performed in that stage. So, Ramachandra Prabhu, he raised this question. Are the other angas in that stage? And Gurudev said yes, and he gave an example. Among the angas of bhakti, the first anga is Guru Pada Stride, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sadguru. So a conditioned soul in this world, he must take shelter of Guru. And then Gurudev said, and when he's in that world, then Vishakha Sakhi is like Guru. So the Manjuris, they're taking shelter of Vishakha Sakhi, and this is called Guru Pada Shraya in Siddhavasta, in the stage of perfection.
After that, Vidyapadu Jivanam Anandambu Divardhanam Purunamuta Sadhanam, we have explained before. And then Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is quoting this lok, Sudhisastri Tarjanasti Rasaye Ramna Chitaguna Sukha Sarupine Nam Gokul Mahatsavayate Krishna Purna Bhakshe Namo Namah. That was in वो पहले हमने बतलाया जैसे ये साधन एक और एक सिद्ध अवस्था में भगवान का है. नारद बिना जीवन सुधोर में निजास माधुरी पूरा संकृष्णा मकाम सुरमे रसने रसनी सदा. जब नाम रस के साथ में संपूर्ण नारद बिना जीवन बिना के जीवन सुधोर में निजास सुधार उर्मी रस के निर्जात के रूप में जब नारद के बिना में जब वो गान करते हैं वो संपूर्ण शुद्ध और रसपूर्ण नाम है. कैसे? सुदिताश्रित जनार्थी राशय रम्य चित घन सुख स्वरूप. नाम कैसे है? रम्य चित घन सुख स्वरूप भगवान का नाम. गोकुल महोत्सवाय, what Krishna is playing past tense in Gokul and in Ras, everywhere, all are in me. In sadhana we cannot see. In bhavavastha we can realize something, bhavavastha. And in siddhavastha, in praying, we can realize that. Nam is also playing Ras. Everything there, Even Brahmargi, Jugalgi, Gopigi, all are in there. All these sweet pastimes of Krishna, Gokul Mahotsavaya. What is the Gokul Mahotsav? Gopi, Govatsa, Gokul, everywhere, what are the Krishna sweet pastimes? All are in there. Who can taste really? Narada, like Narada. Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami more. Rupa Goswami more. Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda more. They can see everything in it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, most. He will relish all these things. So that is name. Gokul Mahotsavaya. Purna Bhapse Nama. Nam is not only name. O Krishna ka purna swarup hai. He, aise na, aapke liye puna puna humara namaskar hai. Bhakti Manoj Thakur, really he is our guru. Oh, anyhow, he is trying to give all these things in our heart that we should also realize of. When we used to do bhajan in night, used to utter all these slokas and ravish all these. And that is why he has kept and left for us this endless treasury of sadhana bhajan. So you should try to realize and to do bhajan. Then your mind will be fixed, nishtha will come, then ruchi may come, asakti and that will come through. Gaur Premanande Sai Surya.
Thus ends the class on the morning of the 19th of November 2001 in Barshana.